from Israel shortly before the attack was launched. The Biden administration plans to throttle new oil and gas leasing on 13 million acres of federal petroleum reserve in Alaska. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 170 points, while the NASDAQ is down 164. More details at srnnews.com.
It's our favorite leaf filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leaf filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you.
Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing?
That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just leaf filter's policies. Everyone who calls leaf filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every leaf filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/gold to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/gold and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Weather changes ahead for the weekend as showers will be back on the radar, and we may be near record warmth today, but much cooler air is ahead. Today's high in the upper 80s. The record is 89. So widely scattered showers possible, maybe a thunderstorm. Very mild tonight, overnight low in the mid-60s. Some spotty showers and perhaps a thunderstorm tomorrow, especially by afternoon, high 84. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Sunday, along with much cooler air. Highs only in the 60s, then mostly sunny weather returns on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Five Alabama families have filed lawsuits claiming the UAB Department of Pathology removed the organs from dead Alabama Department of Corrections inmates without permission from family members. The lawsuits filed in state court describe similar circumstances in all five cases. The Alabama House of Representatives passed a $9 billion budget package that includes funds to recruit and retain teachers in the state. The budget allocates funds to hire more administrators, and teachers will also receive a 2% raise. The education budget has now been sent to the Senate for approval. A Montgomery man has been hospitalized with a life-threatening gunshot wound. The shooting happened Wednesday afternoon in the 8400 block of Legends Drive at an apartment complex off Taylor Road near Troy Highway. The victim's name has not yet been released. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
The grass is starting to grow, and you need to mow right now with 0% for 42 months. Retail financing on new Hustler zero-turn mowers. That's right. Qualified buyers can enjoy 0% for 42 months on qualifying Hustler zero-turn mowers. Come into Deesville Ace Hardware and get that Hustler Turf zero-turn lawnmower you've been dreaming of. They're located on U.S. 31 North, just off the Pine Level exit. Qualified buyers with minimum purchase. Other restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro, Pest Pro Services.
Looking for surplus or even new steel products? Look no further. At Southern Steel, they are your premier steel dealer to help you save big without compromising on quality. Come browse their vast inventory. From sturdy beams, pipe, and steel plates, Southern Steel has it all. Don't miss out on this opportunity to supercharge your projects while saving money. Visit Southern Steel today at 1295 North McDonough Street or on Facebook or call 240-2223. See you soon.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect floor. Flooring, hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome to the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Deason. Thank you for listening to the show. The ladies of Liberty are here.
It's your show, though, Scott Deason. I just want to make that clear. Because patriarchy.
We got a first-time caller. And then as we make the loop, we'll go back and get maybe a second dose. Is Randall still on? Did he stay?
Randall he left, he departed, and he returned.
He returned again. Okay. Oh. So let's go to Scott. First time caller. Scott, welcome to the program. I hope you're well. Thank you for your patience. We have to pay bills and make gobs and gobs of money. And so you were behind the money-making process, Scott, but thank you for calling.
Okay. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call, Scott.
Yes, sir.
You've got a great name, by the way.
Absolutely.
Yes, I am a first-time caller. I am a subscriber to 1819 News. I get their newsletters and everything. First and foremost, I'm literally a constitutionalist. I honestly and truly believe that the Constitution was wrote for our country forever. Secondly, I am a born-again Christian, and there's a term that most of us are familiar with, and that term is the reinventing of the wheel. Are you familiar with that term, Scott?
I am, yes, sir.
Okay. Not to be preaching or anything on your radio station, but just listening to some of your callers this morning, they have made very good points today about what is taking place in our country, both at the federal level, state level, county, city level. And I have been reading the book of Isaiah.
Yes, sir.
And those of us that believe in God, believe the Bible is the word of God, have one time or another read through the book of Isaiah. We know the story about the Battle of Jericho and everything, but there's a lot within that story regarding the Battle of Jericho, why that took place, why that happened. And today, I personally, and I could be completely wrong, I believe I'm on the right track, but I believe today within our country, that wheel is being reinvented. And so I just wanted to call and, give my little two cents worth. But you've been making a point, you and your folks there today, about our politicians, how they're passing bills and sending out monies for this program and that project and this and that and the other thing. And that today is just the reinvention of biblical leaders over thousands and thousands of years did the same thing. Their end result were they were destroyed and their lands were destroyed. So I just wanted, you know, I just wanted to call and point that out. If you, if your listeners are interested in reading the first chapter of Isaiah, they can be enlightened with a lot of what's going on today. It has already happened in the past.
That's fair enough.
In the history of this world, a lot of this that we're seeing today has already occurred. If we were only to gain knowledge and wisdom about what has taken place over thousands and thousands of years to this world, and over hundreds of years in our country, they will understand that what they're seeing today that's taking place has already happened.
Fair enough, Scott.
The scary thought about all of this is...
Yes, sir.
Back then, people were destroyed and lands were destroyed by armies.
No, you're right, Scott. We do not learn our lessons because we're not going to study history and we're definitely not going to study God's Word, which has a tremendous amount of history in it, and we don't learn our lessons and we repeat the same things. Great call, buddy, and call back anytime. We appreciate you listening.
God bless.
Hey, God bless you. What did... we got Randall.
Yes, Randall. Randall's ready to rock.
All right, Randall. You're up.
Hey, brother. I wanted to get to, man, the most important thing, cause I need y'all to help me articulate and get through this, but...
Okay.
But the SCIF, so you'll know, so you don't have the wrong information, SCIF stands for Sensitive Compartmented Information Facility.
Yes.
And not special, but...
Did we say...
On the... Yeah,
oh, you said sensitive, we said special? Okay.
Yeah. And on the Russia thing, y'all do know 2 months a year we can walk from the United States to Russia. I didn't know. And the news don't make you think that. They make you think that. And we got a nuke on them that's closer than what Ukraine is. So all this is a force. And I don't know. I mean, we got time. I know they're not ready for that fake alien invasion. And that's why I know we
can't. Yeah, but Moscow is on the Ukraine side, not on the Alaska side. There's not a lot over there on that side. I mean, it's a long way across there.
Yeah, but it's right there, though. I mean, it ain't like it's that big. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't realize that. And then on the Bible, if we gonna go in there and this way, the only way I can see that we gonna get past this part about the Christianity came, took over the world, and that they're clearly not Christianity, is what the rest of the world thinks. And that America is the last standing place. And they've run all the Christians pretty much right here, and they got them all cornered. Like, this is what's being taught out there, and it's coming this way. What do we do? And they don't care about you being black Christian, because they know black folks own slaves too. That's in there. So don't think that you're going to be out of this. What do we do when we get to Exodus and Ludacris? It depends if you're in the NIV, how they've done it. And they start talking about that, as long as you don't kill the slave, because this is what they're going to stand on. And as long as you whoop them and don't kill them, you're okay. But if you whoop them and kill them, that's in the King James, and that you be forgiven, that you got to be punished for it. But if they survive 2 days later and they okay, then everything's all right. In the NIV, it's more like it gives you permission to go by. You own them. You own anybody kin to them. It even goes even deeper. And a lot of when you read these questions out there, these people are answering. We're talking hundreds of thousands of questions. Of why is that in the Bible? People do not know. I mean, there are people in the United States that don't know about Jesus and don't know that part. All they know is what the Bible's saying, and we are sitting here saying that we got to stand on the part that makes, that put steel armor on. Well, that's part of it. And then, and like, how do we do we say that they wrote that in there and that that was all a lie, or do we stand on business? And how do we get through that part? I got to be able to articulate that in about 6 years, because that's going to be at our back doorstep. And I need to know if we're going to make this Bible, if we're going to say this Bible is hellfire and brimstone and we beat the crap out of people, then we got to know we're going to come to that part in the future. And what
do we do? We'll deal with that another time. Good question, Randall. Appreciate you, buddy. We got to get to...
My mic is off.
I know.
Why?
Oh, my mic's off too.
For a while.
Yeah, but...
I didn't know Ludacris was a book in the Bible.
That's why y'all were turned off.
He said Exodus and Ludacris. And I lost it. I'm sorry. I couldn't keep it together.
I think he meant Leviticus.
But Randall asked a good question, and we'll get to that, because he's right. But it goes back to what you're saying. We don't understand history. We don't understand context. We don't understand the time of when they were making those rules and laws. It was very different, and it doesn't mean what we think it means. So
doesn't mean
I'm going to put it out there.
Everything that's in there is not sanctioned.
And what kind of slavery are we talking about? Because mainly it was people selling themselves to somebody to pay off a debt. It wasn't
servant.
What we think
yeah.
of.
Servanthood.
It was a servant, but the Bible called it that. So there you go.
And then you get Jesus saying, do unto others.
Right, exactly.
As you'd have them do unto you.
That's
so there's
right.
there's some trumping of some Old Testament stuff. And you had different covenants, et cetera. So yeah, everybody struggles with that. It's like some of the, well, all of the sacrifices from the Old Testament. The Old Testament still stands. The law still stands. But the whole sacrificial system was done away with when Jesus sacrificed himself. That was the final
great
sacrifice. We don't need bulls and doves and all that. So it's all part of that thing, which is not the easiest for people. But if we would just do the easy stuff, we wouldn't have to have these debates about the complicated stuff. We don't do the easy stuff.
No.
So sometimes I think God's like, dudes, if y'all would do step 1 and 2, we wouldn't ever argue about step 47.
Right.
I don't even know what we're talking about. I didn't get any of that.
It's Ludacris 17:9.
But what did he asked about slavery in the Bible?
We're just talking about, is this hellfire and brimstone? What is this? How do we articulate it? It's a very good question. And it's also understanding that when Christ came, he said he didn't come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. So when we see things in the Old Testament, it's all to remind us of Christ and what he was going to do, or there were times when it even said that he was there. But when he's talking about that specifically in slavery, that's what they're talking about. And if he wants to listen to somebody, Randall, go find this guy's name is James Jordan. Go find him and listen to him. You will gain a world of knowledge.
Let's go to, we're taking them in order as fast as we can. Joe, welcome to the program. Hey, Joe, you still there?
Hey, yeah, I've been waiting 15 minutes to give you 15 seconds of trivia.
Hey, that's that may be the best call of the day, Joe.
Well, back 50 years ago at the Selma Rotary Club, the speaker was a veterinarian who was also a Rotarian, and he said that every man needs a dog to love him and a cat to ignore him.
That's good.
Y'all were talking about cats a week ago, so
absolutely. That's why you're on topic, Joe. That's why you're on topic. I thought this was going to be a wife comment. Every dog needs a dog to love him, and then
a wife to ignore him.
Works exactly the same, Joe. Thank you, buddy.
Well, somebody could be sleeping in the doghouse tonight with that kind of comment.
You got it. Oh, Barbara's husband.
Stewart.
Yeah. If Stewart was not listening, he's in the doghouse.
We may need an update Monday.
By the way, Stewart, it's past time to have your gifts.
Get the birthday stuff together. Joe, we appreciate you, buddy. Great call.
Thank you.
See you, man.
Funny.
That is good stuff. Let's go Red Top. Red Top's got a little Bible info for us. Red Top, welcome to the program.
You know, guys, I'm really worried about y'all.
What's new?
Just because Jacob's wearing a What Would Jesus Do bracelet.
It's in the book of Ludacris. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Guys, please don't insult us all like that. This is just getting serious. What the hell are you doing in Bible study in church on Sunday? It ain't.
You missed the whole point of Joshua, not Jacob actually. Joshua with his WWJD bracelet. That was meant to be an illustration and show preposterous stuff with preposterous stories.
Oh, well, I know where to come for that. Right here.
Yes, exactly. Right here.
Now, let me tell you some really good news for me. Okay. I'm about to get another ride over the meteor crater in my friend's plane.
Nice.
Really?
And then we're going to go over the meteor crater. I'm not going to be such a chicken ass this time. I'm going to take some pictures.
There you go.
Because, you know, when you're 1,000, 1,500 feet up and the window's open in the plane, you don't always want to stick your cell phone out. No. But anyway, we're going to go up and down the Alabama River and come back. And his next-door neighbor's a new customer of mine. His father was an Iranian pilot trained here in Montgomery, Alabama.
Nice.
Oh, that's strong. So he can tell you about, we need to get him on and tell us about Iran before the fall of the Shah.
No. I wouldn't dare put him on the air with y'all. He's smarter than
that. We got to take a break. Thanks, Red Top.
No Trump.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Good morning. Do you have time for lunch today? My treat.
Absolutely. But what's the occasion?
I'm in love with the new 24/7 Express kiosk at Worth Cleaners. The kiosk is so easy to use, and I can drop off and pick up on my schedule. Thank you for sharing that tip with me.
You're welcome. I'm happy to have my lunch buddy back.
Have you tried the new Worth Cleaners 24/7 Express kiosk? This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery. Customers love the convenience of dropping off and picking up dry cleaning and laundry on their schedule, day or night, 365 days a year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go to their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall next to the kiosk to aid customers who are first-time users. Give it a try. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions. Combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region, call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Happy music is what we need. And is this the update? Big Mike Johnson update?
Big Mike Johnson. He's so little, though.
Yes.
I just, you know, this might, Lunchbox, we see you, we recognize you, we appreciate you. But hold on one second.
We don't appreciate you as much as we appreciate Allison.
So I just... This is what we're talking about, Mike Johnson, okay? They just voted on a rule to, I guess, to allow Congress to vote on this aid packages to...
Okay, so it was a procedural vote to be able to bring up the package.
Right.
Gotcha.
And these are, you know, that would fund Ukraine and Israel and all these aid packages, okay? Mm-hmm. So Mike Johnson, who's a Republican, mm-hmm. in quotes, mm-hmm. I'll do Republican, brings up this vote.
Okay.
The Democrats rarely vote with a Republican.
Okay.
Not anymore. An astonishing 165 Democrats voted for a rule from Speaker Mike Johnson to allow $100 billion in foreign aid. The House will hold four votes on final passage for each of those packages. Minority party members rarely vote for a procedural rule to allow the majority party's agenda to proceed through the House. Doing so in such numbers is wildly unprecedented.
Well,
so basically, there were only 51 Republicans that voted against this rule.
Mm-hmm.
The only one from Alabama that voted against it was Barry Moore.
Barry Moore.
Of course.
God bless him.
Everybody else, we are so far in debt, but we are still voting. Because if you're going to allow the vote to come up, you're going to vote for it. You know,
no, you can hide behind it. Then you can run out and say, I voted against that terrible funding for Ukraine, knowing that the vote was the procedural vote. That's the kind of games they play.
So
open the gate and then swear you didn't run the cows out.
Yeah, well, if you didn't close the gate or keep it locked, you are...
Then you let them out.
You're held liable for this as well. So right. I just want you to know that Mike Johnson... no longer has the support of the Republicans. He is now working with the Democrats. And that's why I think he is evil. Because you can't work with Democrats and forward a godly agenda, in my opinion.
Mm. Mm. Strong words, Sinclair.
Damn. Let's go to Lunchbox Bob. Oops. Lunchbox, welcome to the program.
It's the third half. Two babes and Scott. And Scott, this program, unlike so many others in the nation, has actually covered some real ground, and that's no cap.
Let me give you all a little bit of perspective on some of these things we're talking about here. Because Mike Johnson, he's a flaccid pawn that people are moving around on a chessboard just to keep you slightly distracted.
Yes, sir.
The Budapest Memorandum, that agreement signed between the Clinton administration and several other nation states back in 1994, where the Clinton administration agreed that they wouldn't use force to expand certain borders in Eastern Europe, and they wouldn't stand by while other nations used force around certain borders in Eastern Europe. Yes, it was an agreement by the Clinton administration, not the U.S. government. The problem, most Americans don't pay attention to the difference. When a new CEO comes into a company, he will often launch new initiatives, new ideas, new plans, new training regimens. And as soon as that CEO is gone, half of those initiatives expire. The Budapest Agreement was one of them. The Senate never ratified any new treaty. The United States is not held by law to any international agreement. And Bill Clinton is no longer president in the United States.
Hey, Lunchbox Bob, wouldn't that be the same thing as the Paris Climate Accords?
Very similar. That's why Trump could ignore them, and that's why good old Joe Biden is all about reinstating them.
Gotcha.
Perspective, though. The Budapest Agreement was signed, and it was very important because the Progressive Socialist Party was very interested in Eastern Europe at the time. In 1994, and I remember this very well, he made terrible hot dogs. The ambassador to Hungary, who had his office there in Budapest, was a gentleman by the name of Donald Blinken. And this is a little bit incestuous, or maybe you might call it nepotism, but we're currently running a war in Ukraine, and Donald's son, Anthony Blinken, just happens to be the U.S. Secretary.
Are you kidding me?
I was there. I remember it, and you can look it up today. Donald Blinken, Anthony Blinken. It's all in the family. It's been going on for decades. And as long as you say things like, Jesus won't judge you, and listen to happy, happy music in red, red states like Alabama, we have no memory and won't remember. And this ties me back to yesterday's program. There was a discussion about a bombing that took place in Lebanon. Not only destroyed a U.S. embassy, murdered several U.S. citizens, but also took out one of the best breakfast shops I've ever operated. That bombing is not something we've forgotten. It's not something we put on repeat. It's not something that Americans are just, we have to relearn reinventing the wheel every generation. That misses the point. The people who did that bombing were paying attention. They took notes, and they recognized well that as long as you tell American citizens it'll be okay, we'll handle it, U.S. citizens will go back to their sofas, turn on their TVs, scream, roll, eagle, and war tide, and let you do on the international stage anything your black demonic heart wants you. Because once again, our churches are filled with Jesus won't judge you and happy, happy, feel-good music.
Thanks, Lunchbox. We got to roll.
Hey.
We'll carry you over for a solution. We'll be back.
Hey there, folks. I'm Hannah Grantham.
And I'm Eddie Bader. Exciting news.
we've joined Forest Meadows Homes and Land.
That's right. And with over 16 years of combined experience from Eddie and I,
you're guaranteed to receive some of the finest real estate knowledge in the Tri-County area.
So why wait? Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or reach out to me, Eddie, at 334-322-0662. Let's get you moving.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Weather changes ahead for the weekend as showers will be back on the radar, and we may be near record warmth today, but much cooler air is ahead. Today's high in the upper 80s. The record is 89. So widely scattered showers possible, maybe a thunderstorm. Very mild tonight, overnight low in the mid-60s. Some spotty showers and perhaps a thunderstorm tomorrow, especially by afternoon, high 84. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Sunday, along with much cooler air, highs only in the 60s, then mostly sunny weather returns on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This spring, mow with the flow with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Lunchbox Bob, one of the few times where we carried him over because he has the solution to the problem.
Oh, good. Lunchbox.
That's the truth of it. There are solutions, and it's a Friday, Sunday afternoon, and we're not going in on a downer to the weekend. There is hope. Now, yes, the enemy has noticed that we're starting to pay attention. We're starting to wake up. The reason you're seeing World Economic Forum legislation currently moving through Montgomery is because they want to take zoning and business development and commerce out of the hands of your county commission and out of the hands of your chamber of commerce and put it in this new private partnership, private-public partnership that they'll control. The reason that you're seeing more and more economic or education bills coming down from D.C. to Montgomery is because they're noticing that parents are taking their kids out of the school. Yeah, a new sales tax for another $100 billion for the education fund in Alabama because everyone loves the kids. Meanwhile, it's just evil that's floating through their textbooks. So, pay attention. Get involved. Talk to your legislatures, not just down in Montgomery, but most especially when they come home. Be part of the solution. And always, my friends, drink coffee. Strong, black, and slightly bitter.
Very good, Lunchbox. Very good. Let's go to Clark. Clark, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hello, Scott. Hi, ladies.
Hello, Clark.
How are y'all today?
We're good. How are you? You have such a nice voice.
He's got his howl voice on.
Thank you.
Well, so calming. Are you in surgery?
I had the dubious pleasure early this morning of listening to the new chief NPR lady.
Ew. Gross.
She spoke of how truth keeps us from finding common ground. At first, I was struck by the profound stupidity of her statement. Why anyone who holds the truth to be the foundation of all else would want to find common ground with people who believe that any lie that advances the narrative was beyond me. But then, Scott, I got past her message, and I began to reflect on the delivery of the message. And I thought about the people that the delivery appeals to. Liberals and progressives enjoy thinking they're intellectuals. And they think they're intellectuals because they accept without question everything they hear from those they think are more intellectualer than they are. And this perception of the intellectualism must be tied to the delivery. The most asinine notions are accepted without question if they are delivered in modulated tones and a halting cadence. So, if conservatives' talk could be broadcast in these modulated tones, as if a championship golfer was about to putt, with that halting cadence, then perhaps the progressives could listen and hear truth and still feel smarter. Now, Scott, I can't never talk like that again, okay?
That was good, Clark.
That was really good, Clark.
If that does not become a character, like the Howl 9000 calling the show, that'd be sad.
Why would they talk like the Howl 9000 in a space movie?
I know. They do.
Now, you can't talk like that. Maybe the Ladies of Liberty can. I don't know. But here's what I'm thinking. With all this AI stuff, Sky's got to be able to put together some kind of app where you can simulcast the show and, you know, Alabama Unfiltered will be a 3-hour show. The time you run it through the computer with the halting cadence, probably, 4 or 5 hours? But anyway, to say the same things. And the NPR crowd could listen. They could hear real stuff. And think they were really smart by hearing it.
Mm-hmm. So, I think it's a great idea.
Genius.
It's a wonderful idea, Clark.
Do they all start out as like romper room ladies?
Romper room.
You're talking about the ladies of Liberty, or are you talking about the liberal ladies?
No, the NPR ladies.
Yes, they're romper room ladies. Any self-respecting kangaroo kid, Mr. Kangaroo, Captain Kangaroo Kid, wouldn't do that.
It's the Kamala effect.
Kamala.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
my
gosh.
I feel dumber just because you said her name. Hey, if Lunchbox Bob is still listening, I got a question. Does he still have the original thermos? Because I learned from Pawn Stars that an older lunchbox is much more valuable if you still have the original thermos. I was just curious.
Wow.
He probably
have to report back on
does.
That.
He probably does. Thanks, Clark. We appreciate you.
He's a genius.
Take care.
Yes. Y'all remember the HAL 9000?
No.
I don't even know what movie. Space Odyssey.
Oh,
HAL
okay.
9000. Yeah. Urbana, Illinois.
Where is it?
You just had it.
Well, does it talk like
Allison,
this?
I wonder if when Red Top calls, we could talk like this for him.
HAL 9000.
I think it's a good idea.
Wait. Maybe if I read some news in a hot flash this. Well, Scott totally distracted. Just what are you looking for?
I'm just waiting on y'all. I was waiting on HAL to start talking, but the daggum YouTubes. The YouTubes don't work right.
That's not going to let you do it.
Ain't going to do it.
Daddy done did it.
All I want to hear is, I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that. That's all I wanted to hear,
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
That's pretty close. You might can do the segment.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, I feel like that's what we need to do when we have people who are super duper highbrow, majorly special, extra intellectuals.
Mm-hmm. The smarterers.
That's immediately a club, by the way. That's what we're going to need to do.
Okay.
You have any banal news?
I have some good news.
Okay.
Oh, I don't even know what to do with good news.
This is shockingly good news.
All right. All right.
Colin Rugg reports, Google has fired... Should I read it?
Read it.
Do you play football for Alabama?
Colin Rugg?
It just sounded like it. Sorry.
Google has fired 28 employees who participated in a 10-hour pro-Palestine protest at their New York and Sunnyvale, California offices.
All right.
The protesters demanded Google pull out of their $1.2 billion cloud contract with Israel. The protesters failed miserably, and Google just fired all their buttocks.
Really?
I'm shocked.
That's fantastic.
Were they protesting on company time?
10 hours, and they went and sat in the lobbies.
Oh, with that, while they were supposed to be working.
While they're supposed
that
to
was
be working.
Stupid.
Yeah, that was dumb.
But I didn't know that Google had it in them.
Well, they do. They had $1.something billion in contract in them.
$1.2 billion.
Yeah, they said.
But I mean, you could.
You're fired.
In my head, Google would be like, "Oh, will you please go back to your desks? Right. We respect you." No, they're like, "You gone."
What I need to know is, were these googly protesters wearing masks like the ones were at Columbia?
Yeah. See, look at them right
bunch
there.
Bunch of goodness.
There go the police. Yeah. They're all in masks.
Liberals.
And masking matching t-shirts.
They are smarter. Mm-hmm. We'll be back.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, Don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Reward yourself and your home with beautiful new flooring from Georgia Floors Direct. Since 1969, GFD has guaranteed the lowest prices on the largest inventory of all types of flooring. Visit or call today, Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Epicure and Jack's Tavern, a family-owned and operated treasure, invites you to break the chains and eat local. With decades of tradition, they bring you meals prepared with locally sourced ingredients. Because here, you're not just a customer, you're part of the family.
Experience the best house-aged and hand-cut steaks in the area at Epicure and Jack's Tavern. Each steak is a masterpiece, aged and cut in-house to ensure the highest quality. Join them for a steak that will elevate your dining experience.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Got big announcements for you. Soon to be in the summertime, Alabama Unfiltered Radio will return to being Scott Beeson Radio because I may be the only person around here.
I'll be here in part of the summer.
Oh, summer and fall.
I'll be here. I'm gone. Oh, yeah. She's gone in July. We're gone just in her October.
I'll be gone 2 or 10 days. 2 or 10.
Same. Anniversary same trips, okay?
Goodness.
Big one. But Scott, you need to go somewhere.
I will be here for the citizens. I'm trying to save the republic.
You need to take a break. I'll call in.
People need me. I'm here for them, for the citizens.
No, please. please go somewhere so me and Abs can do the show.
Please.
I think I need to go like 10 days.
Go.
Y'all will get the menopausal newsflash out and the banal out.
And the news and the sports and weather when I feel like it.
Yes, what do we call the women's prerogative news?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And then we'll have nothing.
And then y'all be done.
Well, we can't even do dad jokes with Scott. We'll have to have our husbands call in for dad jokes with Chris and Jared.
That'll be 9:26 on the... Now, y'all go through... I think we should do that. Because 2 days, y'all are going to be like...
Scott, we've already done a week.
When did I miss a week?
One time we did 3 days. I did 3 days, me and Allison, at the beginning. And then we did it again in the fall when we had the sticker gate. We had a couple days by ourselves. That adds up to a week. So I'd like to tell you, you've trained us, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't just denigrate the training. We understand our assignment.
Okay.
I think you need to go on vacation.
Leave.
That's exactly right. Don't worry, folks. We'll be here. The patriarchy will hold down the program, no matter what.
I like options.
Well, and I know Scott and Scott really love their days of misogyny. You know, it's their favorite
thing.
Toxic
masculinity days.
Yes, yes. And then we'll participate in misandry. Mm-hmm. So
I'll be here either way.
Okay.
Either way, y'all want to say.
No matter how many of y'all are gone, I will still be here.
I'll be here.
Let's go to Professor Byron P. Democritus. Wants to weigh in. Professor, welcome to the program, and thank you for listening.
Mr. Beaston and ladies of Liberty, I'll come over one day a week and be your co-host juxtaposing position. It will be glad. Now, you guys have undermined me once more.
Oh, dear.
You know...
Professor, we lost you, buddy.
Were y'all's phones working this morning? I tried to make calls and I couldn't call out. So I wonder if, and Becky said that like her phones, she apologized. She said, I've had issues with my phone all morning.
And we've had callers that sounded fine to start and then drop out. And so, yeah, sunspots.
It's a cyber attack.
Yeah, something like
that. Pretty sure. We're going to camp today.
Today. They're coming to get us.
So we may have to get Professor Democritus back tomorrow.
Y'all do anything fun this weekend?
Well, gardening?
Scott?
We may have to go go visit a school for math. So we'll see.
That's exciting.
All right.
What do you mean,
Scott? It's just, you know, you just want them to, hey, look, wait, do you want, you know, what are you looking for? Why aren't we driving?
Are you afraid you'll get there and they'll be like,
we're interested. No deal. But, you know, you just don't know. You don't know. So I don't know if we're going or not. So we'll figure that out, right? You kind of have to get out there and do those things.
Play the game.
Yeah. Gotta go visit. Gotta go talk when you gotta.
A lot of it is
marketing. Only about 5 hours.
That's not bad.
It's not terrible. It's not as bad as, you know, going to Nebraska or something.
Is it like that in basketball? Like, do you make the trips and do the things, or are they a little more?
It's basketball and football are different because football, you can go on a visit and they not offer. Basketball, they genuinely offer you before you go.
Especially when you're 6'11 or whatever it is.
You're 98 feet tall, it helps.
Yeah, it absolutely.
But a lot of it's
travel too, so they come and recruit at the travel tournaments, and that's different.
Yeah.
Than football. Because football's under the, not the cover, but there's just so much, and it's only at school.
Yeah.
So it makes it all, recruiting's a lot more difficult.
It's a whole weird world for me.
So tomorrow we may have...
no one.
The new Wonder Woman. She is trapped in a traditional Christian wife lifestyle, and she is trying to bust out of that.
You mean Monday?
Oh, is today Friday? Yeah.
Well, Scott.
I'll be here no matter what.
Scott Bison.
See y'all.